right, it's time for the Property Pulse here at 96.7 TSAFM. In the studio with me right now is the one and only Jackie Marano. Jackie with no E from Southern Vermont Realty Group. Right, Jackie?
Is that in your notes? Jackie with no E.
No, it's not. But I always write E every time I write your name, and it's Jackie with just an I.
That's correct,
yes. You know, so there's not too many people, not too many Jackies out there with just an I.
Well,
yeah, I never seen any. I think you're like the first one I ever met. So
yeah, well, it's Jackie with no E.
All right, welcome to the Property Pulse, Jackie with no E.
Well, thank you for having me, Tom.
Yeah, that's right. So we've been talking about, I've been teasing this about it. We want to talk about the current market. You want to do that?
Yeah. I think we'll do a quick blurb. I know it's a 4th of July week, so
that's right.
People don't want to hear from me. They want to have barbecues and
well, they
go
can do
find
that on Friday.
And,
today's only Wednesday.
That's true. All right, we'll do some business still. It's
sure.
Still a business day.
Sure, absolutely. It's, yeah, I'm curious. I'm curious to see how the market's going out there because you're into it.
You know, I think people have been wondering. You know, it's kind of a confusing market.
Mm-hmm.
People are, you know, you're seeing a house come on the market and sit for 3 months, and then you're seeing a house right down the street come on the market and go under contract in days.
I'm curious what you're going to say. Why is that, Jackie?
Yeah, and so it's confusing for people because, you know, we know when things sit on the market and inventory increases, that
right.
that should be meaning
mm-hmm.
that the market has changed.
Yeah.
But the data is not showing a significant change.
Uh-huh.
So we're seeing some of these, like the inventory is jumping. So if we look at, you know, across the state for Vermont, the inventory is up, you know, what seems significant, 20 to 30%.
Mm-hmm.
But because we had such a deficit in inventory for
Got
so
you.
Long,
yeah.
we're really just leveling out. We're sort of, I don't want to say we're coming back to normal,
uh-huh.
Because, you know, nothing about the market for the last 5 years or even today is normal.
Since COVID, right? I mean,
yes.
We always go back to COVID, it seems.
You know, it's sort of a, like, before COVID, after COVID.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, right.
conversation.
Right.
And, that's especially true in real estate because I think we might have been one of the biggest shakeups.
Yeah.
You know, post COVID.
Right. My thought of feeling it was if somebody can't sell their house here mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden down the street they're selling their house, there's got to be something wrong with the house that's not selling.
Yeah,
right?
Not always.
No?
There's not always rhyme or reason to it.
Okay.
And it is sort of because we're kind of in this middle balanced market. I mean, the entire state overall is leaning towards a buyer's market.
Mm-hmm.
So, like the average list price in June, like if we go year over year and we look back at June of last year,
mm-hmm.
the average list price in the state of Vermont was $476,
mm-hmm.
and the average sale price was $477.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. So last yeah. year it was like, okay, you know, we're not going significant. We're not going 10% and 15% over asking anymore, but you got to get the dig in right now.
I know.
Just
I mean, do houses have to be really that expensive? I mean, we don't live in a $1 million mansion place. You know, I just don't understand that concept of why it has to be so expensive.
Yeah.
Is it just people greedy or is it just that's because of the market?
Well, supply and demand.
Yeah.
That's the cost of
uh-huh.
everything is supply and demand.
Yeah.
I mean, in a nutshell.
Yeah.
But
is everybody out there making $500,000 or what?
Not
me either. I mean, my goodness.
No. So, but to compare it now. So then, you know, I think last June buyers were doing this. Okay, we've had enough of this, right? They cooled down a little bit. They're mm-hmm. like, we're going to wait. You know, buyers who wanted to move in the spring and the summer were like, you know, we'll watch the market, but we might wait. Rates aren't great.
Mm-hmm.
Inventory is not great. It's still kind of competitive.
Yeah.
And so anybody who waited a year and is buying now.
Yeah, you should have sold back then.
I mean,
I was saying, don't wait.
Don't wait. Like, we said this a year ago.
Yeah,
I said, don't wait. Be smart now.
Yes.
Have a good agent.
Remember.
Make smart offers. We talked about this a year ago.
Yeah.
So for those of you who didn't listen.
Yes. Listen to Jackie.
Oh, please listen.
Okay, she knows what she's talking about. She's
so
been in this for a while.
Average list price in June of 2025
mm-hmm.
increased 6.9%.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
You're right.
Right?
Yep. So, you know, that's not what people, when they're seeing the inventory go up 20 and 30%,
mm-hmm.
They're assuming that that's going to equate to closing prices
yeah.
coming down.
The more inventory you have does not mean like bulk, like
that's
retail.
Common sense,
yeah, you
though.
Go to a store if they got yeah. more items and it's right. cheaper.
Yeah, it should be that when inventory increases, then you know supply and demand kind of evens out.
Yeah.
But we were so short supply.
Yeah.
That we're just catching up.
Right. I see. Got yeah. you.
So well, the average list price now in June has increased 6.9%.
Okay.
The average sale price also increased 4.6%.
Okay.
So both numbers increased, but not at the same rate.
Uh-huh.
That's sort of a little bit of good news.
Yeah, okay. That's good.
So while the average list price increased 6.9, the average sale price only increased 4.6. So that's a little bit of good news.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, those are crunching numbers there.
Yeah, I guess the point, though, is that the margins are still very small.
Yeah.
So we did not see these big reductions right. in price and these, you know.
I mean, you can't make people sell their house. Like, and people live there.
Don't I know it? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you just don't know.
Yeah.
You just don't know.
No, you don't. So really, you know, inventory is up, yes. Houses are sitting on the market a little bit longer.
Okay.
But prices are still high.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, the unfortunate news if you're in the market as a buyer. But
how could they come down? What's your thought, real quick? I mean, no?
Well, really, that's an increase in inventory to the point where we've flipped it.
Okay.
Where there's more homes than there are buyers. But I don't see that happening anytime soon. I mean, there's a housing shortage everywhere.
Yeah.
Vermont's no different.
Okay. All right.
And maybe worse than yeah. some for housing.
All right. Yeah. I think it's bad everywhere. Yeah, no, but it all depends on the area, I guess.
Yeah,
there's a lot of variables when it comes to this
exactly.
type of thing.
So that's even true in Vermont, right? So we're talking about this very general data, but I know we've talked about this a lot too, that there are all these microclimates within mm-hmm. Vermont. So while Dover, Vermont, for instance, is right now a buyer's market, mm-hmm. Brattleboro is not. Brattleboro is currently a seller's market. So we're kind of the one thing that's kind of getting back to normal is that seasonal shift.
Mm-hmm.
So you're seeing ski towns be more popular in ski seasons instead of year round.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing summer towns and primary markets be more, you know, aggressive mm-hmm. in those. So we're kind of getting back to that seasonal flow.
I see.
Kind of the normal seasonal flow that Vermont has.
Right.
But it's not, there's no big news, unfortunately.
Yeah.
There's no major drop in prices. There's no, you know, it's still strong.
Right. When I was looking for a house a few years ago, you know, I live in Massachusetts, so obviously it's different than Vermont. But every time I looked at Vermont prices, they were way cheaper than it was from Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I should maybe just move to Vermont or Brattleboro. And they were. There was a lot of them.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know.
Well, you know, I guess that maybe the one little bit of good news for buyers is that even though our prices have increased, which everyone was hoping that wouldn't happen, or
yeah.
certainly buyers were hoping that wouldn't happen last
yeah.
year, and they were taking that wait and see, and
right.
that didn't pan out for
right.
the majority.
Plus, people want to add more money to the house, and then they'll take less, obviously. A lot of people just kind of start off with $400,000,
sure. then
but they'll take like $380,000 or, you know.
Oh, that's pretty
right?
close. So right know. Now, the statistic, the only one that kind of did come down
uh-huh.
is the list to sale price ratio is about 97%. So while we can look back, right, and see like this time last year, things were selling at about asking, where a year before that, they were selling at 10% over. Now they're selling about 3%. Under.
Okay.
So, you know,
all right.
yeah, there's a little bit of
there's
negotiation
bit.
Happening.
Yeah, okay. You got to negotiate.
Yes. but that's why you need me.
That's right. We need Jackie Marano from Southern Vermont Realty Group. So how does someone get a hold of you, Jackie? This is some great stuff.
They can call me at 802-464-2585, or mm-hmm. they can find us on the web at sovtrealtygroup.com.
Mm-hmm. And you can find us on our website at wtsaradio.com, or find you guys, actually. And me and you will be on there with the podcast. But previous podcasts, listen right there at wtsaradio.com.
Right. So for today, I would just say, you know, the market is still difficult, but for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to be smart about it as a seller and as a buyer. It's time to really have a strategy, plan your timing, and work with a professional.
Absolutely. You know, just because winter's around the corner doesn't mean you need to sell now. Sell it when it's appropriate for you, right?
Yeah, you want to sell when it's appropriate for you, but sometimes when you can get the most money for your property is when it's appropriate for you.
Absolutely. A lot of variables.
There are. So like I said, different towns, different timing.
Yep.
We're really getting back into having to be very smart about this, having a strategy, working with a professional. You know, pricing isn't just throwing spaghetti at the wall and seeing if it sticks anymore.
Absolutely.
On the buyer side or the seller side.
Love that.
Yeah, it's important to be smart about it. And if you don't want to go through all of this stuff and learn it all yourself and come up with your own strategies, call me. We've got them.
All right. Thank you, Jackie.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you with Property Pulse every other Wednesday right here with the Morning Brew. You have yourself a great one. Have a good 4th of July.
You too. Thanks, Tom.
See ya. Bye now.